started then at the beginning of the 80s, but then I had already left Philips because I had an offer to go to Vienna. There, maybe I come back to a certain things which happened at Philips at the time I was at MIT. Mr. Klaassen had at that time considerations into certain structures called transmultiplexers. The French Philips people headed by Maurice Bellanger in Paris, they had the idea, they published also a lot on building a transmultiplexer. This is a machine which translates frequency division multiplex telephony into time division multiplex telephony. And because you could already see that time division multiplex would be the future in the telephone business. Of course, you must link these two areas together, and that is done by a transmultiplexer. And always being able to make maybe not one shot, but a general consideration how such a system would work or should work, Klaassen had developed a certain structure for a transmultiplexer, and he told me that while I was still at MIT, and I was able to contribute in certain stages in this field, and we were able to publish these results, and also to make, I think, some good patents which were maybe useful to Philips. And in this was really the key consideration to look more deeply into time-varying, linear time-varying systems. And we were able to show that decimation and interpolation, which was already developed at that time by Cochere, Rebiner, and Schaefer, were systems which you should call linear but time varying. And we were able to make general statements about these systems, and because there was at that time a very curious statement that the complexity of one of these, I'm not sure at this moment which it was, but an interpolator was more complex than a decimator. And this was puzzling us very much, and we could show that, in fact, both structures had the same complexity. The linkage between these two structures was a certain circuit transformation called transposition. It is known in the normal filter design that you can apply a transposition to a filter structure, and you get the same filter with the same specification, but with a different filter structure. And so you, for example, speak about a transversal filter and the transpose of a transversal filter. And if you apply this into this business, in one case you use a digital filter and make the sampling rate reduction after the arithmetic operations of the filter, then you get, for example, a decimator. But doing the same operation with a transposed structure and doing the increase of the sampling rate before the numerical operations of the filter, you get the same complexity in the decimator and in the interpolator. And this is documented in the publication, which is published here.